things continue to fall apart in the United States, and as the countries in the world begin to pass their own Sunday laws, and they too are impacted with the principle national apostasy is followed by national ruins, and things continue to escalate, the persecution escalates to a point to where there will be martyrs. And then in verse 45, it says, "And he, the king of the north, shall plant his tabernacles," tabernacles, tents. There are many words that are translated as tabernacles in the Bible. This particular word is one that's used to identify a war tent of the ancient kings when they were in battle, and they had a tent, a royal tent, for the king to stay in that was mobile, so it could move with the battles, with the warfare. This is the tent here, and the point being is that verse 45 is describing a war. There's a warfare going on. Obviously, a conquering has been illustrated from verse 40 and onward, and this tent is just in consistent agreement with that. And it says that the king of the north, the papacy, will plant his war tent, the war tent of his palace of Catholicism, between the seas. Revelation 17 tells us the seas are the people of the world in the glorious holy mountain. The glorious holy mountain, Isaiah 2 and onwards, very clear, is God's church. And we see here the papacy planting its war tent in between the people of the world and God's church. And what's being portrayed here is that in the previous verse, verse 44, God's people are beginning to give the loud cry message in verse 41, and this message, symbolized by Daniel here as tidings from the east and the north, the three angels' message, the sealing message, the judgment hour message, the message of Christ's return that begins to swell to a loud cry at the Sunday law in verse 41. This message infuriates the papacy. Persecution begins, legal persecution initially in the United States, escalating to a bloodbath. And in this escalating persecution, the countries of the world follow the example of the United States in verse 42 and 43 as the world is thrown into a deeper time of trouble. It just keeps growing, and they're looking for their way out. And ultimately, the verse 45 is telling us where human probation closes, because if you look in verse 1 of chapter 12, it says, "And at that time, Michael stands up." At that time, human probation closes. The phrase, "and at that time," is pointing backwards into the previous verses. Somewhere in the previous verses before